like us.
We're quite needy.
And comment on everything we post on Facebook.
Track us down at facebook.com/TNT Radio Empire.
Now get off Facebook
and listen to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
People apparently were losing their S yesterday because they couldn't post it on Facebook.
How long was it down?
I don't know, but if you were a... I don't care, because I was looking a couple times yesterday and I just saw comments. I'm thinking, well, I'm seeing comments. Something must be working.
Yeah.
So, but I don't really care either way. But people just, they start rubbing their arms like it's a heroin addiction. I can't post. What's going on? I can't post. I can't. And I'm thinking, what the hell?
I tried once in the afternoon and, you know, got to, hey, something's going on. So I went about my day.
Yeah, but you could still read other people. Things were going on. So I didn't get it.
I couldn't even get on.
Push it up. I got on.
Yeah, maybe, I was actually on.
I was actually on.
I couldn't even
get on. Was it because of computers? Because the phones were... My phone brought it right up.
Yeah, I was still able to get onto my phone. I don't know if it was showing new posts throughout the afternoon.
Well, if it said...
Most of the stuff I was seeing was 6-8 hours old.
But I kept seeing stuff that's saying, hey, I can't post. Well, I'm reading that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I didn't understand that.
And then later
on... What's wrong with Facebook? I'm thinking, well, you're asking me, but you're on it then.
The evening was... is there something wrong with Facebook?
I hope so.
Yeah, there's always something wrong with Facebook.
Yeah.
Have you read it lately?
Yeah, I hope so.
There's a lot wrong with Facebook.
Yeah, there is. So go to our Facebook page and like us if you'd like. Yeah. We got Twitter at TNT Radio Empire. We got the show. That's what we do here every day.
Everything seems to be good now.
Every day we do the damn show. All right? Every day. Not two comedians. Yeah. Once every two Tuesdays.
Sometimes we have some technical issues. Yeah.
Well, we still here every damn day.
Sometimes we have some just issues.
Yeah, well, we got those, that's for sure. I was reading an article today, this morning, about, I guess I know it was an email from somebody. I don't know if they want to talk on the radio. I don't want to talk about it. It's pretty depressing. But is your life Groundhog Day? That's basically what it says. How to make your life different every day.
Well,
I didn't read it.
That was something we discussed like a decade ago.
Exactly. I think, in general, not just us, it's everybody. Everybody that exists on the planet.
But I think we pointed that out a long, long time ago.
People always ask, that's what I was thinking when I hear about people asking, you know, people that really like rock stars, and, well, why do you still do that? Because being rich and sitting on my ass is boring. You gotta think about it. People ask why Kiss is still touring. Well, because being rich and sitting on your ass is boring. You know?
Because,
I know. Let me try that. Well, you would try it. It'd be nice, but then you'd be bored.
That when you travel and you go on tour, there's probably certain elements that are Groundhog Day, but at least you're in a different location.
You're having fun every night. That's why.
You're seeing different people.
Yeah. Well, actually, they say it's the other way around. They say that part of it sucks, but when they're on stage, they're having fun.
Yeah.
And they can't do that at their house. Now, granted, if you're rich and you're an accountant and you made a bunch of money on the hedge fund or something like that, you don't want to do that every night. So you probably would enjoy yourself just sitting around your ass and having fun. But,
probably. For a little while.
Yeah, why do you still do that? I assume because what else? That's what they do.
I know if we won the lottery, it'd be just a few days before. We'd just get back together and do this in the basement.
Not this time.
Oh, no.
No.
But we'd still do it in the basement.
Not at this time.
Hey, you bored? Yeah. Yeah, one-ish. I've been rich for 3 days now.
One-ish, maybe.
Yeah,
unless we got something we got to do that day.
After lunch.
Unless it's nice and we're on a golf course or something like that.
And then we can
but
do
good morning. We're here today.
Like a once-a-week podcast.
Sean Ganant. Yeah, like comedians do. Sean Ganant will be here later on. Speaking of comedians, he'll be in the studio. He's at the Funny Bone this week, starting tonight with our headliner, Augie Smith. Augie's great. Today's Thursday, right?
It is.
All right. Craig Evans will be here. Petey Mack. Not much going on. There's a bunch of college basketball tournaments happening right now to see who gets in the dance, you know.
Oh, there was your bomb cyclone.
I saw that. It happened in Wichita, too. Why did I avoid us? Explain that quickly without boring me.
It went to our west and north.
Yeah, but it went south us, too. Wichita got it.
Yeah, well, just the way it was tracking.
Got it.
It was tracking to the northeast.
Got it.
So,
I got it.
I think the remnant, the east side of it, the circulation, got Wichita.
I'm sorry about Wichita, but we deserved a day where it was 60 degrees and sunny, and it was here yesterday, and it felt like it was unbelievable. Yeah. I was outside.
The wind in Wichita was, pulling up trees.
And, yeah, I tweeted out a photo of a truck going, where are you at, Wichita? And they almost lost their ass. The truck went sideways and then tipped back. You see that video?
Yeah.
I shared it from on T95. Our page, by the way.
There was video from, I think it was Texas they showed last night.
Amarillo, Texas. Yeah. This truck that was obviously hauling nothing because it got literally lifted off the interstate and then just body slammed.
That might be the one I shared then. Check it out. That's
no, it was no, different.
The,
I saw
oh, that. Mine was, different. Yeah. Mine was in Kansas, I believe.
Right, the Wichita one was different.
Right, right.
Yeah, they also had, you know, tall buildings where windows were getting blown out.
Really?
So, and right. You know, the guys at Spirit are all bummed out.
Because, yeah, I can say I agreed with the president for finally after how many years. Yeah.
Max.
All right. Yeah, and then the 8 and 9 are grounded right now in the U.S.
I think we were the last country to ground.
Or did Canada not yet?
No, Canada did before we did.
Earlier yesterday.
Earlier yesterday, yep. Got it, yeah. All right.
And we didn't do it because, 32 extra seats.
Yeah.
That's why.
In both American and a bunch of Southwest flights, right?
Southwest flight from, say, here to Phoenix. That's another $8,000 for Southwest.
Well,
they have powerful lobbies to try and keep it going, but apparently...
We weren't on that run. It was the bigger cities. I told you I saw those
I know.
Cities,
I saw the where they go.
Because you looked yesterday, didn't you?
But, you know, that's the reason the U.S. was the last one.
Exactly.
Because they've got lobbies.
Right.
And they're greedy bastards.
Totally. Totally. just fix it. Fix it, you know. That's all people ask.
Not the folks who make them.
No,
right?
No, no,
you're
no, no,
hard
no.
workers.
No, hell yeah.
It's the airlines.
Right.
Yeah. Stock price. Did the stock price go down a little bit?
It did after the. Actually, it did. As soon as the rest of the country, all the other countries stopped doing it, the stock price dropped like 400% that day. I was watching the news that night. Yeah.
That would be.
And it was just enough where I couldn't.
400%.
I couldn't pay for my daughter to go to school.
It went down to nothing.
That story's still sticking around. It's just driving me crazy. I heard coming in 750 families might be involved in getting their kids into school. Once again, most people just go, really? Rich people get their kids into school? That happens every freaking day.
Yeah.
But, of course, we knew it was going to happen. It went to two actresses. So that it's Hollywood. And one's a Jesus freak, so she ain't exactly a liberal.
I doubt it.
And the bottom line is two actresses... 750 families, mainly CEOs, real estate barons, and I'm sure they lean a little right. It's not a political issue. It's a rich issue, and people are rich in both sides of the aisle. All right. But once again, it hit Facebook that way. You said you heard some dumbasses talking on the radio about that, right? You're some conservative guys talking about that.
Our buddies, the conservative talk show host, had to take it that way.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, and Aunt Becky is not a Hollywood liberal.
Even if she was, there's two of them, and there's and then there's a bunch of CEOs of companies, you know, all over the country. Yeah, you know, a lot of people.
Real estate magnates. Yeah.
I realize you got to pursue crimes and put people in jail, and they're doing that all around a certain orange guy now. But the fact is, you have to. I just have only much outrage in my heart for certain things. And rich people getting into school because they can.
It sucks.
I get it. Yeah. But
this is not the first time it's happened.
No, it just got. They just did a big.
I wonder if it was just so glaring.
I think it's involved the way that. Yeah, I think they just finally been investigating for so long.
They had to do something about it.
Right.
Yeah, but you know, the same crap's been going on in athletic departments. Since time began.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that was the key issue. It was involved people getting in that way, too. And with a ton of money. All right. So most of you listening don't have that kind of money.
Yeah.
And you just.
And
most of you listening don't want to go to an elite college.
Well, they'd probably like to, but they just can't afford it.
Yeah. Or can't get in, you know.
Oh, that too.
My grades wouldn't have got in any of those places, and I didn't care.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I did not care. My grades, my SAT, none of that would have got in any of those places.
I don't think upper 30%
and then once
really gets you much. You were upper 30%?
I don't even think I was. I definitely wasn't even that.
In Rugby, North Dakota?
I wasn't even that. I went to school with a lot of smart kids, and I was an average student because... I had a problem with authority.
Get out of here and just Google.
I couldn't Google back then,
but just get a manual and look up things that say State University.
That's what we all
go
did.
Go with those.
That's what we all did. Find educations, too. Find educations. Craig Evans, he's a college dropout. He's next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.